We left off that there are different minhagi Yisrael. A, when to make to'eitz. Should you make to'eitz before hamoitzi or after hamoitzi? Right? Some people have a minhag, we even had by us in Beis Medrash, some that had that minhag, to make to'eitz right after Kiddush. And some make to'eitz after the hamoitzi. And it was quite interesting that both of those minhagim have an origin in halacha for the same reason, coming from different angles. And that is just a birchas hanenim shaila, because we went through barichas, whether the honey needs a brocha or not. And there's three days in halacha, whether the honey needs a shahakel, or it doesn't need a shahakel, which is the way most, the maril comes out lamaisa, or it's the ikker and you don't even need her eitz on the apple. That's already a great agor grace of chiddush. If you look here in the poskim, it's brought down these three different days. You look over here, the Maril says the Yesh Machshivim Advash Liikel Shemvoch Shahakol Al Advash Upoiter Atapuach. Quite fascinating. You want to have the honey, and the apple's a good fruit to dip into the honey. Make a shahakol on the honey, part of the apple. But the Maril comes out, he says, no, Tapuach Liikel. The Magen Avraham brings down this Maril, that the apple's the main thing. The Derech HaChaim says that other G'day Le'achroinim. The Shvus Yaakov, so in other words, the Maril only brings down the two outside positions. Either the apple's the ikker, or the honey's the ikker. And of that contrast, the Maril says the apple's the ikker. And which is Minig Yisrael. Meaning most people make their eitz on the apple, they don't make a bracha on the honey. L'maisa, the Shvus Yaakov, says that he has a raya from a rishon, from an aguda, mashmois, shemevorchem gam kein al advash. So this is like a pshara. The pshara is to make two brachas. The honey is a choshev azach, Rosh Hashanah. So it's not looked upon as just a seasoning to add taste to the apple. It's taka, it's its own thing. But the apple's the apple. So they both need brachas. Make a shakel on the it's on the apple, shakel on the honey, and that's what the Shvus Yaakov wants. So we have three different days. So those that make the eitz before, they're not getting busy with the apple and the honey. They hold the apples like the maril. The apple is the ikel, and therefore those that make the bracha before the hamoitzi, They're hyper-focused on only one thing. They don't have a suffix bracha, the apple for sure is the main thing. So they're not worried about the apple honey shayla. They have a different shayla. The whole apple is not machmas asuda. The whole apple Rosh Hashanah, you're not really taking because you want to have apples. It's part of the Seder of the Suda of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, maybe the apple doesn't need a bracha b'klal. So those... Harav Kol Shlita, those who hold like that, that's what they make the eitz right after Kiddush. That way they have no shayla. Because the halach is if you take a piece of fish before the suda, you make a shakel. You don't make a burn of foshes. Whereas if you have sunny atzbo, koidim asuda, even machmas asuda, still needs a bracha rishayna. If you didn't make amoitzi yet, you need a bracha rishayna. So that's the benefit to your minik. That's the benefit to your minik. L'maisa, what's pshat in those that make the bracha after the hamoitzi? What do they gain? So we had a machtzis hashekel based on the Magen Avraham, that the maila they have is to get around the shaila of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov holds that the honey is not a tuffel. The honey needs a bracha. So they have a simple answer. They make a moitzi. Once they make amoritzi, they take the challah, they dip the challah in the honey. Once they dip the challah in the honey already became potter. Nevoch al yikir, potter is a tofel. That everybody agrees, the challah is not a tofel to the honey. The other way around. Now that the challah potter the honey, now when I eat the apple, I have no shayla about the honey. The honey was already yotze with amoritzi. Well, fish doesn't need a bracha. Yeah, you could take a shackle, a little piece of licorice, 100%. You could do that. Anyway, so that's the way the Machzor Shekel explains the sheet of what the Mogen Avraham is saying of the minig of having the prusa first. Now, as we explained, even that has two potential problems. Problem number one is, if you learn that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha b'chlal, so you never had a bracha on the honey. It's just that when you had the bread with the honey, you didn't need a bracha on the honey. Not that you had a bracha on the honey. If you learn mevorach al ikur potter that tuffel means the tuffel doesn't need a bracha, fine. So when I had my challah in the honey, I didn't need a bracha. But now, with the apple in the honey, I do need a bracha. Doesn't help that problem. Fine, but we go like the Chaznish and Rav Moshe, that's not the lundus. The lundus is, you make a bracha on the ikel, and it's also going on the tuffel. So the tuffel is getting a bracha. But even in that, I have a chakira. Listen to my chakira. So the first chakira everybody knows, we spent a lot of time in camp on this chakira, the first chakira everybody knows, whenever you have an ikel of a tuffel, is it that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha? Or is that the bracha of the ikur potter is the tuffel? By the way, another chiluk in halacha is when you finish, let's say you had an ikur and tuffel, you had cereal and milk, and then it happens to everybody, you finished the cereal. You only made a bracha on the cereal, because cereal is the ikur. But now I finished the cereal. There's still milk left. I want to finish the milk, so I have to make a shakel. So if the vart was, Mevorach al ikur potter satofel, is that the tuffel is included in the bracha of the ikur, then one could arguably say, okay, I made a bracha on the milk. All of this milk was a tuffel to the cereal. I wouldn't have taken this milk separately. The whole milk was a tuffel to the cereal. So the bracha that I made on the cereal potted the milk. But if you hold that the milk doesn't need a bracha, because I'm only eating it together with the cereal, that doesn't need a bracha. Then once I finish the cereal, then I do have to make a shakel. If there's milk left over. If there's milk left over, now that milk, I want to drink that milk, I have to make a bracha. Now, so this that we said for Dover Poshet, when we were learning the sugya on Tuesday, and we said, because then I only gave you two sides. I said, either Mevorach al ikur potter tuffel means the tuffel doesn't need a bracha. Or Mevorach al ikur potter tuffel means the bracha is going on the tuffel. He said, the Mogen Avraham only works if you hold that the bracha on the ikur potter is the tuffel. So then it makes sense when I made a hamoitzi on the bread, I potter the honey. And now, if you hold that the tuffel doesn't need a bracha, I never made a bracha on the honey. Now that I'm having it with the apple, I have to make a bracha. Right? But I'm telling you now another thing, sex figure. Even if you hold like the Chazanish and Rav Moshe, that means that what? That when you make a bracha on an ikur, it patters the tuffel, it's going on the tuffel too. I'm going to have another chakira now. There's no end to chakiras. We could keep on being chayker, like Amazon will have them. Right? You could keep on being chayker. Why? Because you could say it like this. Even the Mogen Avraham would agree. Even the Chazanish and Rav Moshe would agree. In this case, you still need a bracha on the honey. Why? Because we said, for sure, if you never made a bracha on the honey, because mevorach al ikur potter hatuffel means you make a bracha on the ikur and the tuffel doesn't need a bracha, for sure you have to make a bracha now. Now I'm having honey. But even if you learn like Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, and like the simple reading of the sugya, even if you learn like that, you could still say. It only patters the tofel, calls man the tofel is a tofel. Yes, it's going on the tofel also. It's going on the tofel. But it only patters honey, which is tofel to bread. It's not pattering honey as a separate entity. It's pattering the honey, which is tofel to the bread. Taka needs a brocha. And that moitzi patters it also. But now if I want to have honey separately, not part of the bread, even if you hold like the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, that the bracha you made on Dikr is also going on the tofel, yes, but it only goes on the tofel so long that the tofel is being taken as a tofel. Just like, I'll give you an example, Brichas Suda, you make a bracha, everything is called tofel or pas. Right? So I make hamoitzi, the whole meal. Really, hamoitzi pattering all foods is also the same way. Hamoitzi is not like a shahakul. That's a mistake people make. People think, oh, you make hamoitzi, and now it includes the whole meal. Because it's hamoitzi is like a shahakul. Hamoitzi is like saying, anything that I'm going to eat now in the meal is shahamil nasa bidvorei. It's not like that. It's tofel v'ikar to Rishonim say. It's that the whole meal is a tofel to the bread. You understand? Not the way people think. You make hamoitzi, you got everything off to... No. Hamoitzi makes a bracha, is a bracha on the bread. And the meal is a tofel to the bread. So it's all like you're eating, like every tofel v'ikar just happens to be, it's a bigger umbrella. A regular tofel v'ikar is, I have a vegetable salad, and I have a fruit in there. I have a mango in there. The mango is a tofel to the vegetable salad. So the meal is a very big salad. It's called a meal salad. And the meal salad has a lot of things part of the meal. And the bread is the main part of the meal. So when you make a bracha on the bread, everything that you're eating with the bread is all tofel. Which is why Rav Sternberg Zalig Zunzain poses a very serious shaila. He's done. What's pshat today that we do that? Today, bread is not an ikya. Shabbos, is your challah the main part of your suda? Of course not. You have the chalt, you have the yapchik, you have the potato kugel, you want me to go through the whole maaseh? By who is challah the ikya? Especially now that the ladies make sourdough, so it's a cornish. We can just come out the shes and the dance of maaseh. For example, at least they had a challah, b'shmak a challah. Now you get the sourdough. And my Rebbetzin is makbid on all the yiddurim. All the yiddurim means moho shebemoho. Spelt, it has to be so healthy that it's mamish, it's a shame before it, after shkim b'rocha b'chal, that's nice. Right? But Rav Sternbach is saying, a good piece of bread, a good roll, it's not the ikar. Today, the whole style of eating changed. Today, the style of eating. If I care, a lot of times people wash. Okay, so I don't want to be busy with brachas. What do you mean busy with brachas? See, he presents that shaila. It's a good shaila. You have to really schwitz to understand how do we say today that bread is a tofel. Everything's a tofel to the bread. When the metzias is not like that. Somehow, we're going to have to, the only way to explain minig ha'olam and lavis. Im lav neviim and bnei neviim, we're going to have to say that the Torah Kedusha made bread in ikya, and we don't. Our das is bottled to the Torah. The Torah says bread is an ikar. The old haka. It's the only birch sanenim we have. The Torah decided that. We can't rewrite what we decide. That's really the only glatta way to explain it, right? And there's other mahalchim I have to, but the bottom line is that's the minig Yisrael. We don't make a bracha on the meal, even though Rav Sternberg is being ma'orer, that l'chayra, I do use Rav Sternberg for l'chumra, that I hold a sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah when you have a steak dinner, even though you have no mezonos. That I do hold, because of Rav Sternberg for. Same for. Today, your main meals, your meat and potatoes. We tell them, the reason why in the time of Chazal, McDonald's, you didn't have to have in the sukkah is because that's not my real meal. That's not my real meal. What do you mean it's not your real meal? It is your real meal. That's your meal. What do you have every night for supper? Meat and potatoes. No, so you're having your meat and potatoes. So I hold you in halacha, you have to have that. I hold you make a leisha besukah on that. If you have a regular supper in the sukkah. Forget the goyim holds you have to make a leisha besukah when you go into the sukkah. Forget the goyim. I hold if you have a full meal, you have to make a leisha besukah. That's it. It's a regular sukkah. Kol shekein l'fid gro. That the gro holds that stam every time you go into the sukkah. So l'maisa, it's mistavra to say that just like you see that by a meal, you make a bracha on the bread, it patters the gefilte fish, it patters the meat, because they're all called a tafel, right? Now, fine, now I eat meat, right? Now I finished eating my main dishes, now I'm having dessert, right? Now what happens if for dessert I'm having a food that I already had during the meal? Listen to my shayla. Listen closely what I'm telling, right? So in other words, I had a meal. During the meal I had meat. And I didn't make a bracha on the meat because the meat was the suda. Potter with amoitzi. Now I finished the meal. Now I'm having geshmak azachen. It's like a dessert. And part of my dessert thing is I have a board, a meat board. On the meat board I have geshmak of sweet meats and mices. I'm about to have to make a shahakum. What do you mean? I potted the meat already. You didn't potter the meat. You potted the meat that was a tofu. You didn't potter the meat that was not a tofu. You understand what I'm telling you? You didn't potter the meat that was not a tofu. Right? If you had a pudding as an entree, the beginning of the meal you made a amoitzi, and then instead of a fruit cup, they had a jello cup. And the jello cup was there to give you an appetite to eat the meal. You don't have to make a shako. That's an entree. But then at the end of the meal, I have jello. Dessert. I have to make a shako. What do you mean I have a... Yeah, before the jello was a tofel to the suda. And now the jello is not a tofel to the suda. So yesh tzad gadol loyma, that this eitz is not so simple. Because even if yom uvach aleku poitras ha-tofel makes that what? That the honey, that the bracha that you made on amoitzi is also going on the honey that the bread was dipped into. That's as long as it's a tofel to the bread. But now I'm having separately. Now I'm having an apple and honey. And if the honey, in this context of apple and honey, honey is called an ikar, which is the only thing you're worried about, mahu'ilu chachamim betakantam. I want to ask one more question. One more question on this. My last question is, I have a different problem. My problem is, but if the apple, let's say we're going to say that the honey, taka is potter with the honey that you ate by the amoitzi, right? Taka potter with the honey that, and this question, which is a good question, is actually going to answer the other question. It's going to self-answer and it's going to answer the other question. Let's say taka, the bread that you dipped into honey, potter the honey. And therefore, you got rid of your honey problem. That's how the Machza Shekel is saying, Pshan Mogan Avram. That's the mila of dipping the prusa, the hamoitzi, into the honey. Not because you want to get honey in everything. Just fool yourself on Rosh Hashanah with honey. No, I want to take care of my honey problem by dipping the bread in the honey. Right? So I'll tell you like this. Maybe now, one second. On the tzad that the honey is an ikar, like the Maril's first tzad, now you don't need a bracha at all. Because if you don't need a bracha on the honey, because the honey's up kapata, and the honey's an ikar in the apple, and the apple's only a tefel to the honey, why are you making haitz? That's the Shus Yaakov. But the Maril that the Mogel Avraham brings, the Mogel Avraham doesn't bring that Shus Yaakov. The Maril goes to Tutsdadim. You know what I'm telling you? Yeah. It's unbelievable. Apple and honey, how much problems you can have with apple and honey. That's the beauty of being a yid, that there's nothing for granted. Everything is all cheshbon. You hear what I'm telling you guys? So Ella, the Master Shekel is telling us, now we're smooth sailing. We got the whole brachas covered from cover to cover. Now we're smooth. Nobody could have a shaila. Nobody, while I'm eating, nobody could go, hey, what's up, shad? Oh, I have everything answered. On the tzad, that I need a bracha on the honey, I was yaitze with the bread that I dipped into the honey, and it's mevachah lekupaiter satovel, and meal of the man. So first I told you that's not posh. But even if we're going to buy that, say that is poshut, then 1 second, on the tzad of the maril, that the honey is the ikel, so now the honey got up kipatet. But it's not that the honey got cancelled, because that was the whole vort. If the honey got cancelled, then we're back into problems now. It's not that the honey got cancelled. It's that there was a bracha on the honey. And now I'm having the honey. It's still here in full glory. And now the bread, the apple, is a tuffle to the honey. So why are you making noise? Yes, Rabbi Robinson. I have to get it all out before we give you a chance here. Yeah?
The thing that you pottered itself, that can't become an
ikar. Why not? I'm saying it should be able to become an ikar. Ikar and tuffle is how I'm eating it.
I'm saying, but the example that Shiva was giving was that, let's say there's jello for the what's it called? No, there's jello for the dessert, but two different jello. Meaning, yes, I didn't pop
no.
it.
No! No, the same jello.
All of a sudden now I decide to, so now
the same jello. It's not an ikar. I'm not eating it as a tuffle anymore.
This food was pottered.
No, wrong. This is not pottered. It's when you say pottered, this is a big mistake people make. When you make a brocha, you're not pottering the food, you're pottering your hano. Big mistake. This is like almost, it's almost apikorsis mistake. If you wouldn't be such a Talmud Chacham, I'd say it's apikorsis mistake. But as a Talmud Chacham, I can't say that. But if somebody else says something, okay, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. Right? You see what I'm telling you? Because the chi of brocha is on the gavra. Some say, the jello got put, the jello didn't get potter. I have a ptur now, because I already thanked Hashem, so I'm allowed to be Nehane. This can be in the jello. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
It's a new hana.
No! It's not potter. It's not a new hana. It's not potter anymore.
Before I was able to get the
hana, because I was getting the hana, I got the other food, and on that I already made a bracha, so I don't need another one. But you hear what I'm saying. But now this is even a bigger problem. Now if the honey doesn't need a bracha, but it's an ikar, if. So then why are you making bracha on the apple? And the honey got a bracha already, and it potted it.
What bracha is potting the apple?
Tuffle.
What bracha is potting?
What do you mean?
Which thinking I
whatever potted the honey. You're telling me that this honey is potted.
So you want the hamotzi to also pot an apple?
Yes.
The apple's not
tight. No, it's pottering the honey. It's pottering the apple.
I'm saying potters the honey doesn't give a bracha to the honey.
I don't need it.
So what's pottering the apple?
That's bottled to the honey.
Yeah.
It's not here.
That doesn't give me the tzad of a poiter. Poiter means that...
The bracha that I made on this is also misyachas to this and also misyachas to that. There's a rash, but it says in Mufurish that the bracha is koifetz. It's koifetz from one minute to the other. But anyway, so I'll tell you what I think is the answer to all the questions, really. The reason why the maril has a shayla, it's not even a shayla, why some rishonim held that the honey all of a sudden is so chashiv, is because it's because there's a Rosh Hashanah requirement or inyan, call it requirement is too strong, to have a honey al shana toivu musuka, right, to get that element, that's toifis makam, and that makes it more chashiv. That makes the honey more chashiv. Meaning, when the maril has a shayla, maybe the honey is ikar. Avadi's maskim, the whole year, if somebody has apple and honey, they make a eitz, you don't make a bracha on the honey. The honey is metavel the apple. It's not a year-round child. It's only Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, now I have two foods that I'm eating, and the ikar is the honey. Because the ikar is the Hashanah Teva Masuka. In this context, the honey is an ikar. It's only a Rosh Hashanah child. There's no shayla in the poskim year-round. Not even a hanamin of a shayla. It's only a Rosh Hashanah shayla. That Rosh Hashanah, so I want to tell you very simple. Once you take the challah, and you dip the challah into the honey. And challah and honey, like the shusya, like the machzor shekel saying, the honey can never make the challah a tuffle. The challah is always going to be a nicker. And I already got the mesikas of Rosh Hashanah with the challah. So now the honey is just honey. In that context, it's a tuffle to the apple. Now even the sheep in the baril who held that normally you'd make a shahakel on the honey, that's only pre-prusa. That's shot in the Magen Avraham. But once you had a prusa bidvash, just like if somebody would have the apple and honey and then he would take, they didn't always take an apple and honey, take apple and honey, a pomegranate and honey, a date and honey. By the way, some hold, this I'm not going to go into because we'll never get anywhere if we go into this, but the whole apple honey is complicated because we have other fruit on the table, which is shivas haminim. You're not going to make a brocha. It's not so poshut. Really, you should be makpet to keep all the other fruit out of the table. Not so poshut. What we do is good. Make a eitz on the apple when there's shivas haminim on the table. But anyway, the bottom line is, everybody agrees that once you had your first honey of shana tova musuka, once you had honey leil Rosh Hashanah, the other honey that you have afterwards is not an ikar anymore. Stam, l'rav chadamilsa. More, that's what I'm telling you, they used to dip apple, then they would dip pomegranate, they would dip dvash. For extra! You're asking why we want so much sweetness? Avada! It's extra, but all I'm telling you is what's pshat in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is saying that by you being yotze your dvash, you already lowered the chashivas. Doesn't mean it has no chashivas. But now it doesn't have enough chashivas to be mevatel the ikapuri. Mamish Moyerdik. But the Musa Haskell is, you see, Vaslikten HaMogen Avraham. So many. You read the Magen Avraham, this is the most simple Magen Avraham. You just go like this with your fingers. Every. Great minds think alike. No, because the more. We're Moisef Devash. But the point is, for the honey to elevate itself enough that it's mevatel the chashivas of the apple, which we anyway don't hold like that lalach. It's just that shot in the maril, maybe. So that the Magen Avraham says, get the honey out of the way, dip in the bread and honey. You took away its kingdom, you took away its throne, and now it's just honey. Not apples, Zikr. Lamaisa Ravid and Rishonim held the apple Zikr anyway, even if it's the first honey you have it. Because start the apple Zikr. Plus, if I had more time today, I'd give you a whole shit why we do apple b'chal. Meaning, why don't we talk to you get rid of the whole apple business? You shivas haminim. But that's not, I can't do it today, and if we do it next week, then that will be the whole week on that. It's not the mice. Follow mice. We have to go right to it. I do shefer, we have so much to do. We have to go shefer, because there's no time. Okay. Rabbi, I told him we have to be zeichet arichas yomim, just for Torah. We don't have... The Torah is too big. We need more time.